could speak to us, what would they tell us today? They would tell us of loving old hands, turning their rollers from column to column to find the portion of the weak, of loving young hands, squeezing them tightly through a frenetic Simchat Torah dance. They would tell of trembling hands trying desperately to transport these scrolls to places of safe hiding. They would tell of cruel, rough hands throwing them into dark, cold warehouses. They would tell of no hands at all as they wait for months and years in silence without the regular human contact a Torah scroll needs and craves. But these scrolls can and do speak. They speak of the wonder of creation, Ma'aseh Bereishit. They speak of Abraham and Sarah and their brave trek into the unknown. They speak of Isaac's bravery. They speak of our people's ascent from slavery across the impossible passage of the open sea. They speak of standing still at Sinai, of manna in the wilderness. They speak of finally reaching their journey's goal. These scrolls have now reached their goal. Once again, they feel loving palms. They hear our children's voices, chanting their words and learning their story anew. These scrolls have kept their promise and have come home. We have kept our promise to them and to those who once cared lovingly for them. We have given them a loving home. Hafochba, hafochba, dechuleba. Turn them and turn them, for everything still is in them.
Thank you very much.